It's estimated that about 300 languages were spoken in North America when Europeans first arrived. Many have since been lost. David Chinatry has a story about one tribe in upstate New York that's trying to save its ancient language in a most modern way.
It's not easy to confuse Mariah Carey with Ben Stiller, but in this classroom it sometimes happens. Teacher Sherry Beglin is using pictures of the two stars to help her students learn how to say man and woman. Beglin points to Stiller. The eight students will repeat over and over the phrases for man and woman, just as they'll go over and over other words and phrases they might use in everyday conversation. They're learning language by immersion. No English is spoken, only Oneida or Onondaga. If the method seems like what you might get at a commercial language school like Berlitz, it should. This is the Berlitz method, adapted to an indigenous American tongue. Brian Patterson sits on the tribal council of the Oneida Indian Nation. He says the tribe offered weekly language classes for 20 years, but no one really became fluent.
You'll see these ads from time to time in your life. Learn Spanish in 30 days. Speak French in 30 days. And so, our council, what was that effort all about? Why couldn't we do that to Oneida?
Going outside the tribe for help was a drastic but necessary step. Only a few elders spoke the language that once served an entire people.
My name is Marilyn John. I'm their clan mother for the Oneida Nation.
Marilyn John's parents spoke Oneida, but she does not. Her parents were put in a school for Indians, and she says they were beaten for speaking the language. It's a common story, and not just here. Indian culture, including language, was widely suppressed.
It was the white world that tried to assimilate them into the white world, and the language had no part in that white world.
The Oneida words faded with the tribe. Their territory once stretched across much of upstate New York, but they were eventually pushed onto a tiny 32-acre reservation about 30 miles east of Syracuse. But first with a bingo hall, then a modern casino, nightclub, and five golf courses, the nation, as it's known here, has in recent years transformed itself into a hugely successful business empire. It's now the largest employer in a three-county area, and it pours its profits into educating its people and recovering its culture. Some of its money has gone to a contract with Berlitz. Like many Indian languages, Oneida had already been written down. Back in the 1930s, a young anthropologist named Floyd Lonsberry had described the spoken language, associating every discrete sound with a letter or combination of letters from the English alphabet. Some members of the Canadian branch of the tribe still knew this written form, so Berlitz hired a few, including Ray George, to translate 40 chapters of its curriculum.
So that's what we did. I spoke the words, Norma done the writing, and Sherry is the one that done all the typing to get this set. And then it was sent to Berlitz.
And after being trained in the Berlitz method, Ray George taught the first class last year. Now the nation is paying those students to teach, and the eight students this year are being paid too, $10 an hour to start for a 40-hour week of classes. Though learning the language is hard work, Karen Pierce says she's doing it to recover a part of herself.
Because I am Oneida, and I should know my native background. I should know everything about it. I should know the language. I should know my ceremonies.
Linguists say ultimately for the Oneida's program to be successful, it must turn out lots of speakers who use the language in everyday life. And it must reach the young. Already the nation has sent instructors to its daycare program and a summer camp. But the society around them speaks English, and like any other kids, Indian youth are influenced by TV and computers and popular English-speaking media. Still, for Councilmember Brian Patterson, the classes are an impressive start to regaining a piece of his heritage.
They're laughing and joking, and it's all in Oneida. Granted, they may be like school children having conversation, but the point is, Oneida is spoken on Oneida land once again by Oneidas.
And one day soon, he and many others here believe the Oneida people will once again speak the language of their fathers. For NPR News, I'm David Chinatry.